Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box, CKDJ's longest running show. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, joined by Mr. Josh McGrath, and we have a guest today.
It's a tryout.
It's a tryout. We don't know if he's actually going to be here.
He'll probably be on every other week now.
He probably will, just because he's a funny guy, but the IQ's not all there sometimes. But you want to introduce yourself, sir?
Yeah, I'm Connor, and I just want to say it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Like, this is an honor. Top 10 accolade in my life so far.
It's number one, though.
Is there anything above that, or
no?
This is number one, right?
Yeah, for the sake of the show and keeping it family friendly, this is number one.
I don't know how he's not going to swear single sentence. This is going to be a hard time.
I believe in him.
I don't, but we'll hop into it. Okay, so our first segment, as we know, is the NFL.
Cooper Rush, best quarterback of all time. Don't at me.
Moving on.
He's undefeated in his career.
Are we going to let him say that without, like,
no? We'll get to the Cowboys later.
Four starts, four wins.
We'll get to the Cowboys later because they
and
were
as a road
night.
Win, unlike Josh Allen.
Josh, please. Shut up. All right. We're going to get going here. Okay. So we'll talk about the Cowboys last because they were the Monday night game. So we had quite a few close games. Thursday night, we had the Steelers lose to the Browns. So that wasn't close. It was a terrible game. Jacoby Brissett threw like 220 yards, two touchdowns. You know, he did his thing. Nick Chubb still continued his dominance. 113 rushing yards and a touchdown. Amari Cooper had 7 catches for 101 yards. And, the Steelers now fall to 1-2. And they might need to move on from Mr. Mitchell Trubisky because he's tragic watching that
Bills
guy
legend.
Football.
Bills legend.
Yeah, Bills legend, Mitch Trubisky.
Bills legend.
Dude, like half the league's a Bills legend.
Yeah, he was a backup quarterback for us last year. There's a reason he's a backup quarterback. And he showed it. He
what,
once
is
again.
Top 10 pick, though?
He was like the number one or two pick to the Bears. It was terrible. I don't know how it happened. He got picked over to Deshaun Watson.
Well, that kind of
how'd that turn out?
That seems like a bit of a better pick in hindsight.
Fair enough, but we won't get into that. Okay. Moving on, because we don't want to talk about Deshaun Watson.
We already talked about him.
I know he's going to have some opinion. He's going to say some stuff, so we're not going to talk about it.
What is that supposed to mean?
you know what it's
You know exactly what that means,
you know
means,
what
Connor.
You said previously in the car. I know what comes out of your mouth, okay?
only love and positivity just for the people listening.
That's true.
My mom will probably listen to this, so.
Oh, she is?
Maybe.
Hi, Connor's mom.
Hey, Connor's mom.
Appreciate you.
You did a great
I
job.
I only speak highly of others.
We'll just move on because he's lying. So the Texans fell to the Bears, 23-20. Somehow the Bears are 2-1. I don't really know how. Justin Fields looked really bad in that game. Threw two interceptions. The Bears still aren't going to be good. The Texans really bad still. So we won't. Whatever. We'll move on. The Titans pick up their first win against the Raiders, 24-22. Vegas is now 0-3, so I don't think anybody predicted Vegas to go 0-3 to start the season after they just got Davante Adams and Chandler Jones. Any thoughts on the Raiders, fellas?
It's going bad for them.
Yeah,
they have a roster.
Yeah,
and they're terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
If you have to say what the problem is, what would you say? Like, if you point out one thing,
I think Derek Carr just kind of stinks. If I'm being honest, like, I used to think he was decent, and then I watched him play the first three games this year. I'm like, ah.
Last year wasn't bad.
No, he was decent last year.
He was good last year, but this year it's been a slow start for him, to say the least.
I don't know why, considering they have Davante Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs. Like, their offense is pretty loaded. Their offensive line's not bad.
It just seems like they're not on the same page.
Yeah, it's
timing's off and
stuff.
It's
been bad.
Maybe
slow grind.
Adams is enjoying that Las Vegas lifestyle a little bit too
probably.
Much, maybe.
Probably all are.
You know what? When teams move to Las Vegas, like, you know, we saw it with, like, the Golden Knights and stuff like that. I feel like there's always a question about, like, oh, are players going to be, like, persuaded by other stuff going on in that place? Or, like, they're not going to focus on sports, which is also why people had a problem with Darren Waller going there. Because Darren Waller, obviously, before he was in the NFL, he got suspended 1 year when he was on the Ravens because I forget what drugs he was addicted to, but he was a drug addict, basically. And then now he's in Vegas, and people are like, oh, that's going to be tough because, you know, he's got the addiction and everything, so him being in Vegas is going to be a problem. Turns out it's not a problem, so that's good. But
so far, from what we hear.
I mean,
well, not for the Raiders.
He's been there 3 years now, so, you know, he should be okay. I mean, I hope so. I would hope he's okay. So Yeah. So, what are you guys' thoughts on Las Vegas having sports teams, considering all the stuff, all the buzz going on around there?
I mean, you definitely need it.
I agree.
Like NBA, they're gonna get a Vegas team for sure soon.
Expansion or relocation?
No, expansion.
It's a big market. So
yeah, it's a massive market. And it's like for people that want to go on like a trip or something, that's like the perfect spot. Like a lot mm-hmm. of people want to go to Vegas, so you have sports teams there. It's gonna bring a lot of attraction to that place, more than it already is.
I agree.
So
thoughts, yeah. Connor?
No, perfect. Said everything.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there's not much more to add.
All right, this is going to be a tough show, but we'll move on.
No, it's coming. I believe it.
He's going to talk at some point. We're going to get him going, don't worry. The Colts upset the Chiefs 20-17. Colts D came to play that game and also got some help from the Chiefs kicker who missed, an extra point and two field goals. So that's a big reason for them only scoring 17 points because, as we know, the Chiefs score a lot of points. So 17, the fact they only scored that was pretty crazy, but wasn't really all their fault. Kicker problems kind of helped the Colts out there. So the Colts finally got their first win. They're now 1-1-1 because they tied with the Texans.
How does that work? Game. I don't know how the tie works. It was something with the overtime.
So yeah, that means you went to overtime, right? Week one. And then basically if you get to the end of overtime and nobody scored, it's just a tie. They just rule it a tie, which is kind of dumb. I hate the tie. I think the tie is stupid. I think they should break it, but
you know. Is that new? That's new this year then?
No.
It's been around.
Wow. Just very
it
often.
Just rarely happens.
Yeah, just very often.
Say, I can't score. I can't remember the last time I've seen a tie.
I think it happened last year.
Tie happened last year, yeah. I don't remember who it was. I think there's usually about around one tie a year, if not one every other year. It just never happens. So yeah. I don't blame you for not knowing because, like, never happens. But, like, seeing the extra one on the record is quite weird. But, yeah, so Colts get their first win. Chiefs move to 2-1 now after losing. A lot of teams moved to 2-1 this week, and the Eagles and the Dolphins are the only undefeated teams in the NFL. Who had that on their bingo card? Not me. So we just for the sake of it, we'll talk about the Bills now, just because they played at 1:00. So the Bills lost to the Dolphins.
Tough.
Because they didn't have shade.
Yeah, I mean, all the players got heat stroke, so that was not fun. They all were getting IVs like every single it was like in the back. It was crazy. Like nobody could breathe. Everybody was cramping up. The O-linemen, they were all dead at the end of the game.
O-line was bad that game.
Yeah, no, Josh was running for his life. Like, he dropped back, free rusher coming up the A-gap every single time. I'm like, this is not good. He's going to get killed by the end of this game. Thankfully, he's fine. I'd say the other 90% of the roster isn't, though, because we had 20 injured players going into that game, I think, around that. And the whole secondary was out. No Jordan Poyer. Mike Hyde's out for the year. That was tough.
Backup safeties didn't look too bad, though.
No, the safeties looked fine. The secondary actually didn't look as bad as I thought it would. But then Christian Benford also got injured in that game, who was actually – he got picked in the sixth round this year, but he looked really good this year so far. He's like our kind of quote-unquote number one corner now, I guess. Kyir Elam looked pretty good on the other side of him. He was a first-round pick. And Benford broke his hand in that game, so he's going to be out 3 weeks. So even more injuries are piling up. Mitch Morse is also going to be out for a few weeks now. I forget what he hurt, but he's obviously the starting center, and now he's going to be out a few weeks. So the Bills' whole team is banged up going into week four as they're going to versus Baltimore and the Ravens, and the Ravens have been rolling. They just killed the Patriots, and Lamar looks like an MVP candidate again. He had 5 total touchdowns on that game, and he has like the most total touchdowns in the NFL right now. So, yeah, the man's a monster again, and the Bills are going to have to go into that game with essentially their practice squad starting on defense other than their defensive line. So that's going to be a tough one.
No update on Poyer? I didn't see anything.
I don't know. I think he's fine. I think it was just heat-related stuff. He didn't play that game because he was – I think it was elbow maybe because he hurt his elbow in the first game. So maybe that was lingering. I'm sure he'll play the next game. But, you know, who really knows? Everybody's injured. But, you know, Josh Allen put the team on his back. He tried 400 passing yards. He threw the ball 62 times, which – It's an absurd amount of times to throw a football. I think that was actually the Bills' all-time record for balls thrown in a game. So that's all.
I mean, he did the best he could. Like our O-line, like I said.
I mean, yeah, he couldn't do anything. Like he tried.
But a little controversial take. He might have choked at the end of the game there. That one throw.
The short throw to McKenzie, right? In the end zone? Yeah. Yes. So my take on that was that drive they were on was already like 10 minutes. And obviously the heat was bad. Everybody was getting cramping. He was injured. He had no energy on that drive. And then he didn't set his feet either on the throw, so that's why he's short. Like he was throwing this way, and his feet were set this way. So obviously when you're throwing a ball like this, and you're going that way and your feet are set this way, it's not going to be an accurate throw. And hey,
Mr. Patrick Mahomes does it all the time in his sleep.
Josh Allen does it all the time too, but I'm just saying, usually he'd make that throw.
So you think it was the heat then?
I think like just that's, dead tired. That's like, I think he just didn't have energy. The drive was 10 minutes. The Bills had the ball like 40 minutes to the Dolphins like 13 minutes, and it was like we were on the field the whole game. But so everybody was tired, but we couldn't score. Like, it was bad.
You boys lost to a concussed Tua.
I mean, we didn't lose to Tua.
He came back. He came back. So
I do. He should not. Also,
he shouldn't have come back. No, he shouldn't have come back.
That guy stood up and fell right back down. I don't know how.
It was bad. No, it was actually dangerous. I was like, guys, there's no way you let him back in the game. I see him come out for the second half. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess we don't care about CTE then. I don't know what's going on. But
also, how did Matt Milano drop that?
Oh yeah, he dropped pick six too. Like, honestly, really, the only reason the Bills lost because they beat themselves. To be honest, because like they really could have won that game.
We lost to a team whose punter punted the ball off of his own teammate's butt.
Yeah, the butt punt.
That is the most Rex Ryan Bills throwback I've ever seen.
That was tragic. I saw that and I was like, oh, there's no way we lose now. Correction, no, we lost. We lost still.
Jimmy Garoppolo stepped out of his own end zone.
Yeah, he pulled the Daniel off.
But I still think that butt punt was worse. And yet,
I think that was I agree. Lost. I mean. I'm not really too worried about it because, like, the Bills are only going to lose, like, two more games the whole year, so it's really not a big deal. The Dolphins still aren't – I don't think they're still very good. Like, they're 3-0, but –
I don't get the hype, especially around either. Waddle.
Huh?
Especially around Waddle.
Yeah, Waddle was overrated.
Like,
I agree.
I don't – like
– he catches a lot of balls, but, like
– we had a good game last game, but
– I mean, he caught, like, one big – he had one big catch, and it was on the third and 22 because apparently we're just giving up third and 22s for 33 yards, apparently, just down the middle of the field.
No secondary.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the backup secondary. Also, the play call was bad. I don't know why we ran cover two on third and 22 when the middle of the field and cover two, obviously, if you know, it's two deep safeties in the middle of the field, just wide open down there. And fair enough, he was in the middle of the field and it was wide open.
Madden vet, eh?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I know football. I know coverages. I know everything.
He's the
when I watch games, I literally look at the coverages. GM. I'm like, if the corner's this way, it's cover three. If it's this way, it's invert. Like, I know everything.
He's a couch GM.
That's what I call myself. I'm like, dude, I call myself a couch analyst. That's what I am. So
he's a pro.
I'm a pro.
He's
I know pro. Everything. Also, number 81 ranked Madden player in Canada in 2020.
Little flex.
Yeah, no,
just
not
drop
a joke.
That one in. Drop
not,
that
not
one
a joke.
In.
Just put it in there. But so I know my stuff. But
check him out, Greg Av on PSN.
Greg_AVG. Go check that out.
PlayStation though, so it doesn't count.
What do you say?
It doesn't count if it's on PlayStation, buddy.
This guy's Xbox.
Yeah, he's an Xbox guy. There's not many of them left.
They all converted after.
It's called
after.
Loyalty. It's loyalty. You know?
There's a reason that there's no PS5s on the market and there's a bunch of Xbox Ones sitting on the shelves.
That's a good point.
Let's get to the boys.
We got like 2 minutes here. So, Josh, we're going to talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cooper Rush, best quarterback of all time.
He is
Josh
built
Allen.
Like my uncle.
Guess what? He's undefeated as a starting quarterback.
Your uncle's undefeated, buddy.
He's undefeated as a starting quarterback. Can Josh Allen say that?
No, but Josh Allen can also say he's an MVP candidate.
That doesn't matter, though.
I didn't even
Cooper
know.
Cooper Rush will be.
How old is he? Like 47? He looks like it. Peyton Manning looks in better shape. You know?
Doesn't matter, though, because Cooper Rush is still in the league and he's undefeated. Trayvon Diggs, best DB of all time.
You mean the guy that gives up 1,000 yards a season but catches like 5 picks, so people are like, oh, he's so good.
He had like 17 picks last year. He had a lot of picks.
He had 11.
Right. That's a lot of
picks. The only notable player is Parsons. Like, out of that game, that was the only notable player. Cooper Rush this, Cooper Rush that. Like, he's dust.
He made you
he's
watch
dust.
The full game, so.
He's dust.
Yeah, the Cowboys are really
Zeke's like Eddie Lacy, bro.
I didn't say Zeke. I don't care about Zeke. Cooper Rush, Zeke, nasty duo.
No.
Not a nasty duo, but no, I'm not going to lie. Cooper Rush did play well. I'm not going to lie. He did play well.
Zeke's got to slow down.
He knows the offense better than Dak does.
Yeah, literally. He's 3-0 as a starter, and Dak's looking at him like, oh, what's going on?
I heard last night after the game, they're like, oh, yeah, like, and they're just waiting for Dak to come back. I'm like, dude, get Dak out of there.
You think I'll be better for Dak, though? Like, if he has his backups doing well, you think that's going to motivate him to do better? Or
no.
He's just going to take the money and just chill. Yeah.
I mean, me and Josh say this all the time. Dak is one of the worst good quarterbacks of all time. Like, this guy threw like 37 touchdowns last year, and I'm like, he's still mid. Like, he's just whatever. But
you watch him, he like for 5 minutes of the game, he looks so good, and then like the rest of the game, you're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, literally, you see Sonic a few throws of him.
Also, CD Lamb last night, that catch.
Oh yeah, disgusting. Yeah,
but then he also dropped the one-handed toe tap. That was gross. We don't talk about the one he dropped. But
yeah, but who cares? Metaphor.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I say.
But that's gonna do it for this segment because we're a little over time. So when we come back, we're gonna talk about the NBA, and then
we're actually gonna roast the NFL some more because of the Celtics coach situation.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. All right. Well, we'll be back after these quick few messages. Please stay tuned to the Press Box.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box, CKDJ's longest running show. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, joined by Josh McGrath and
Connor the Firsty.
Connor the Firsty. His little tryout, he's doing okay so far. Hopefully he continues to do better, and hopefully he doesn't
I'm
swear.
I'm just watching the vets here. I got to sit back and watch.
Yeah, fingers crossed he doesn't swear. That'd be bad. So
never. Mom, I never swear. Ever.
He's lying. But it's okay. No, he's not. He's a great kid.
And Morgan, we need those two for one pass.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, let me call her out on air right here. Ahead. Morgan, if you're listening to this, I need those two for one golf passes, okay?
Yeah, stop ducking him. He needs them.
Me and Connor need to go have a time.
On the course.
At Anderson. On the links. We're going to ruin your course.
Then I'm signing for Liv, okay? I'm not gross. Next
60.
Phil Mickelson.
Right 60 here. On a 9. When we go, we're playing an 18, just so you know. I need to see it. he said he's going to lose multiple clubs, so I need to see it. And he seems to start whipping things.
If I make it out of 18 on South with the bag, we'll be lucky.
We're going Southeast, buddy.
Okay. Just segue before I leave.
Let's move into the NBA, Josh. Go ahead.
Okay, so the big news recently is that head coach of the Celtics, Ime Udoku, I don't know how to say his name.
I think that's his name.
That guy. He got suspended 1 year for having a consensual relationship with a staff member of the Celtics organization. I think this is absolutely ridiculous.
I agree.
Because Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson had an open relationship when Jeannie was assistant GM and he was a head coach, and no one really cared. No one cared. Mm-hmm. No, obviously the pristine organization of the league, which Celtics are also like top three in the league of being like one of the faces. Yeah, he got suspended, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. I think it's more of a race thing, to be honest, because, you know, Robert Sarver, we talked about this like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yep.
Man got suspended for being an absolute racist for 1 year. I mean, now he's selling the team because everyone pressured him into doing it. But
he should have got banned.
He got he's getting fined $10 million, and when he sells the team, he's going to make $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's like, it really just counteracts the whole
punishment. It's like, what? It's like, oh, you're suspended for a year. Okay, I'm going to make $2.5 billion. Why do you think I care?
That's just ridiculous. I mean, like, then again,
what?
We see all these idiots in sports that just shouldn't
now,
be there. Like, it just happens
bro,
all the time.
And the person who's probably going to buy the Suns, Jeff Bezos. So it's
but
game
genuinely,
over.
Genuinely, what do owners do? Like, what do owners of American sports, like, what do they do for their
team?
Well,
it depends. Like, the Warriors owners, they're, like, very in the organization. Like, they're all, like, they're at every meeting that they can be at, all that stuff. But, like, Sarver, I don't really think he was. I think he was kind of just there.
A lot of them just don't do anything other than they just own the team.
Yeah. Just take revenue out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Jeff needs that, eh?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Apparently, one of the richest men in the world just needs that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, NBA owned by Amazon very soon. Amazon Basics Basketball is going to be the new face of the
They just got Thursday Night Football, too, so.
I know, I saw that. Yeah. There's one this week on video.
Interesting. How do you boys feel about that? I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
The suspension? Yeah. I mean, if it's consensual.
I mean, recent, like, some more news has dropped, and apparently he said some, like, questionable things to the girl and stuff. Yeah. They haven't said what he said yet, and I don't think they're really going to give that to the public until, like, later.
So,
but basically,
it was with the team travel planner. Is who the woman was, and apparently she also organized Nia Long's travel stuff. So that's also kind of a that's a little.
So he would be like, "Yo, send Nia to like Cuba," and he's like, "I'll come over later."
Do you think this hurts the Celtics' chances this year?
No, though? Apparently they all love their assistant coach more than him. So
yeah, I don't think it really changes much, to be honest.
I still think Celtics
Tile
are gonna
contenders?
Be like. I think, they're probably. Bucks
I don't think
come
they're
out
gonna
the
make
east.
The finals again, but
Bucks come out the
they'll
east.
They'll be good. I agree. Yeah. I mean, we.
I think they're gonna be. I think they're gonna finish fourth in the East.
Fourth.
That's my prediction. Yeah.
Who above them?
Cavs, Bucks,
Cavs?
Sixers. Dude,
Cavs,
oh, yeah.
Cavs
well,
are
yeah.
gross.
The
roster's
disgusting.
The Cavs are gross.
Bring back Isaiah Thomas. Chip.
Nah.
Chip.
Apparently, he had a workout with the Lakers recently.
Isaiah?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Don't go back, please.
Dude, we're literally just
God, no.
Dude, they're just giving the Lakers right now are just giving everyone.
I thought he was on the Hornets.
The Lakers are like Oprah right now. They're just giving everyone a tryout. Like, anyone and everyone.
Jesus.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, they need all the help they can get.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Lakers, quick little transition. So I told Josh this before, but Anthony Davis said at Media Day that the Lakers are underdogs, which I thought was pretty funny considering everybody picks them to do anything every year because LeBron's on the team now. So
dude, they're not. They are. If you look at the West this
they're
year, there's no chance.
Dude,
dude there's, There's no chance we finish over six this year.
Is Russ staying?
Or I don't think so either. But how are they underdog? All anybody does is talk about the Lakers. The underdog is somebody everybody sleeps on. Nobody's sleeping on the Lakers.
Have you seen Lakers Twitter? No one believes in their roster.
Who's the underdog then this year? Who do you think's the underdog?
The Lakers.
No, they're not.
Out of all the top teams in the West, they're the underdogs. The Mavs are going to go farther than them. The Nuggets, the Clippers, Warriors. Those four easy, all going past them in the playoffs. Agree.
But, like, how does this make them underdog? Because all people do is talk about the Lakers.
Do you see Twitter? They roast the Lakers. They don't go, the Lakers are winning the chip.
Yeah, because the Lakers are crap. Years. There's a difference between being an underdog and being crap.
Okay, well, we're still making the playoffs, so.
You think so?
Mr. Bandwagon
Dude,
you're sitting underneath a Cavs Isaiah Thomas jersey. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, he's one of the few owners in the world.
Yeah, the only one. He's one of one.
Isaiah has the only other one, and it's a real one.
Well, yeah. Besides that, Josh, what else are we talking about?
Well, Connor is a big fan of lists. I mean, he had this argument the other day. Is Luka a point guard?
Yes.
I think so, too. Connor, why is he not a point guard?
When I think of point guards, I just don't think Luka.
What's your definition of a point guard, then?
Is it because he's too tall? There. Is that your requirement? Because you know LaBelle Ball is like 6'8",
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know Lonzo's 6'7".
So your point guards need to be like 6'3".
I don't know. I just see it like when I picture Luka, I just see shooting guard. You know?
Because he handles the ball. He brings the ball.
I know. He's goated. But it's like it's a hard argument to say, but it's just I don't think it's that controversial.
Is it just because he's big? Is that it?
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't have the build. You know, when I think point guard, I think like Trae Young, Curry.
The small guys.
Yeah. Well, Lillard's pretty tall, but
he's like 6'3".
Yeah. But like Kyrie, I don't think of big, bulky Luka. But that's not saying he can't play point guard. I just don't think he is one. Like, what do you think is best?
What he's saying is he doesn't think he's a traditional point guard, I guess is what he's saying.
Yeah, but the problem is that the Mavs offense runs through Luka. Like
he starts at the one.
Yeah. Exactly. So you can't play him anywhere else.
Well, he played two sometimes.
I think he could play four out of five positions.
It would just be tragic for the Mavs.
Yeah,
I think three. I think he'd go one, two, and three. I don't think he'd play power forward.
I think he could. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy, man.
Yeah, well, he has a Dirk in him. And also on top of that, he's just like a big body.
Yeah, he's
strong.
He's like a big
I guess so.
He's strong.
But, like, who even is the Mavs? Like, if Luka wasn't PG, who would they have?
Well, last year it was tragic Brunson.
Yeah.
Tragic. It'll be Dinwiddie. If Luka ever comes off the court, it'll be Dinwiddie backup.
Okay.
But
well,
he comes
that's
off
not
the
bad.
Bench.
Dinwiddie's a good player.
Yeah, he can dish.
He's the most inconsistent player in the league, I think.
Well, he's inconsistent. But when he's on, he's on. When he's off,
when he has a game, he has a game. Yeah. But, like,
exactly.
He'll, like, literally score, like, 30, two games in a row, and then literally just go.
Yeah, but put Luka beside him. I think it's hard to have a stinker. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
No, he had a lot of stinkers last year. Trust me.
Yeah, he does do that.
He does a lot. It's Luka's 110% point guard, my friend.
Okay.
But yeah, we talked about this too. We talked about our top five PGs.
And he was saying that Jamal Murray is top five. And I said
in the league
now? Like right now.
Last time we saw Jamal Murray play basketball.
Yeah, I think you're tripping on that one.
Dude.
Because he's thinking about the
Who'd you have at five?
He's thinking about the bubble. And I said the bubble made
TJ
Warren
look
good.
Who do you put at five?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because
you put Chris Paul. It's like, okay, I can see it. But like to me, it's just like he's getting to that point in his career where it's like.
Yeah, but it's Chris Paul.
I don't really know.
So what was yours?
So mine had Luka 1.
No, we had Curry 1.
Luka or Curry, interchangeable. I have, personally, I'll go Luka 1, Curry 2. They're pretty much interchangeable, though. 3, I had...
Dame? Or is it Trey?
No, we had Jaw, remember? Because we completely forgot about Jaw. And then 4, I had Dame. And then 5, it was either Trey or Jamal.
So do you think at the end of the season, LaMelo Ball should get into that? Because
I think he could. Yeah. I just don't think he's there yet.
But
he hasn't done anything.
But we're saying Jamal Murray, who hasn't played in a year, is going to be number 5, though?
Bro, he's nasty.
I know. No, nasty. I agree. He's good, but like we haven't seen him play since the bubble, which was 2 years ago now.
So my thing is he's never really relied on athleticism. He's just a hooper.
Yeah.
And now that he tore his ACL, like he's not going to be able to come back and be as athletic as he was. So he's just going to be like skilled.
Yeah.
I think pound for pound, he's one of the most skilled point guards. Yeah, he's one of the most skilled players in the league.
I agree. He's really talented, but like. Also, before the bubble, he was never like that crazy good. Like he was like always a solid player.
Yeah, he was still averaging like 19.
Yeah, like, he has like 18 not game, top like 18, five, 19. Five assists. Something like
I don't
that.
Think. I don't think Jamal.
Like top, I think he's like
besides
top seven
the then. Bubble, which you can't, which you shouldn't really count. I don't think Jamal is. You're saying that because you're a Lakers fan.
No.
The bubble was the most exciting basketball we've had in years.
Yes, because the bubble's just pure ball. It's just like there's no home court advantage, and people are just balling.
No, it's just straight open runs.
But that's not what professional basketball is. The whole you do it because.
Okay, well, sorry that we had a pandemic, Connor. Jeez, dude. So sensitive first year, Jesus. But yeah, no, I don't know. I'm up in the air in it.
So you know we're not in on Chris Paul anymore.
No, Chris Paul's top five. It's Chris Paul. It's like there's a point in your career.
The Suns really didn't.
He also only plays like 40 games a year. Like, yeah, this guy can't stay healthy.
There's a point in your career where you get into the top five just off your name, and I think Chris Paul has earned that.
No, I think
100%.
I get what you're saying, and it's the name value. Name value, really.
I guess. I think that's Dame right now. I don't think that's Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul's past it. He's still solid point guard, still top 10, top 7, but like I don't think he's the top 5.
So you're saying you're putting Dame in there off of name?
Yeah. Dame's done more than
but Dame is on the Trailblazers. They are.
Yeah, but Dame's done more than two or three of the guys in my top 5 in his career. He's won playoff series. He's brought his team to the playoffs many times.
You also have Luka in your top 5, which is debatable, but I guess I can't really formulate an argument against it, but I don't think he's a point guard.
Hey.
I mean, he pretty much just said he's a point guard, but I don't know why.
Exactly.
Or he's not a point guard, but I don't know why.
Literally. Yeah.
No, that's how I feel about it. Well, I'm just big on Jamal Murray.
I like Jamal Murray, too. You know, fellow Canadian. Played really well in the bubble, obviously.
One of the only Canadians to ever beat Team USA in a FIBA Cup.
Yeah. And, I like Jamal Murray, too. I don't know if he's top 5 at the moment, just because I'm really going off of recency bias, because I haven't seen him play in 2 years, so that's really what I'd be going off of.
Do you see him in top 5
raw
in the future?
Just raw talent, though, I think for sure he's definitely top 5, just because of raw talent and just the way he, like, how good he is at basketball, he's definitely there. But, like, I don't know if he's the same player, because obviously we see guys coming off injuries like that who don't look the same after. Derrick Rose, prime example of that.
Dude, that just hurts the heart every time someone says it.
I mean, I didn't want to say it.
Just
but
pick
like,
someone else. Apparently, he's
John Wall. Dude, John Wall. Like,
apparently, he's feeling healthier. Wall. Both of those guys are apparently feeling healthier than ever. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what they say. You know what? Every time anybody tears an ACL, they say always a year later, they're like, oh, this is the best I've ever felt. And then they come back and they have a terrible
season. John Wall was his
Achilles.
He had an Achilles injury.
Yeah, he had it, which is
John Wall
way worse.
Yeah. Was dealing more with than just that, you know, obviously.
Yeah, speaking of John Wall, I think the Clippers are going to be a nice team to watch this year. I know you won't like them, but it
pains me to say this. They're probably going to the finals. Watch. I think they're going to the finals this year.
I think they might, too. Their roster's loaded.
If they keep Kawhi healthy all year and PG, I don't think anyone can beat them.
Disgusting.
It really depends on how they play.
In a 7-game, I don't think anyone beats them.
Because, like, obviously, we've seen Paul George in the playoffs. He's inconsistent, I'd say.
Yeah, but with Kawhi there, I think it's...
I agree. Yeah,
he's literally the best basketball player of all time in the playoffs.
They got two people that used to friggin' torch the Raptors back in the day. Pacers, Paul George, and Wizards, John Wall. The damage they did to the Raptors back in the day.
They killed us quite a few
times. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shivers just thinking about it.
Speaking of the Raptors, they also got Norm Powell. That's my guy. Yeah. Norm Powell. You're a nice role player off the bench for them. Is John Wall going to start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Him and Reggie are their guards. Reggie Jackson. Dude, he was nasty last year in the playoffs.
Reggie Jackson's a good player. Yeah. He's always been, like, a consistent player.
He was on the Pistons for part of his career, which didn't help.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if you're on the Pistons, your career kind of goes
back up,
to die.
He was back up to Russ.
Speaking of Russ, like, if Russ was to get traded, what's the best spot for him?
Dude, if they...
Or is it just retirement?
I don't think there is a good spot
is it just...
Him,
so,
I just don't think he's a good basketball player, man.
But think about OKC Russ.
No, I don't.
That wasn't that long ago.
OKC Russ is just the stat pattern, man. He wasn't really like. Did his team win games? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but they literally finished like fourth.
Did they do anything in the playoffs?
No.
So you think that Russ at OKC is overhyped?
I personally think so.
I think so too. I think he's the most overrated player in NBA history, to be honest.
So then should he just go back there? Like, where would you see him go?
No. So what I'm seeing is teams, pretty much, if they trade for Russ, they're buying him out instantly. No one's keeping Russ. Pacers, that seems to be their plan. Like, if they do make the trade for the Buddy Turner trade over to the Lakers, it'd be like Russ goes to the Spurs and then Pacers get some stuff back. Spurs are literally just buying him out. They're going to make whoever wants him, sign him, but we're not keeping him.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the only place he can go to save his career is if he goes plays with Pop for a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's
because Pop will teach him how to properly play basketball for once.
I mean,
life.
Even then, like I feel like that's gonna relationship's really gonna clash. Like, that's gonna be an issue.
If but, not, he can be a bricklayer. I mean, he throws him up every game, anyways. Jesus,
he's really good at him. He's really good at it.
That's fair enough. But that's gonna do it for the segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NHL. And then after that, are we doing a hot topic or are we doing UFC today?
Well, there's not really much UFC, so we can talk about the... Because last week we didn't talk about Jake Paul and the Floyd. Oh,
we can
talk about
that. We can do
Deji
half that, half hot topic.
Okay. How is Deji fighting Floyd?
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Okay, we're going to get into that. All right, so we'll be back after this. We're going to get a hop to the NHL. Please stick with us after these quick few messages.
And Morgan.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box, CKDJ's longest running show. I'm Greg Apparopoulos, joined by Josh McGrath and Connor.
Connor the firstie.
Just Connor. Connor, you want to say hi?
Hello.
Morgan, we still need those passes.
Yeah, Morgan, if you're still listening to this, get me the 2-for-1 passes, okay?
One Please. More one won't hurt.
Exactly.
What's wrong with 13?
Exactly.
What's wrong with 13? All right. So, we're going to talk about a few things. So, our first thing we're going to talk about, obviously, we are Ottawa-based, but nobody likes the Sens here anyway. But we
used to have a guy, but...
Yeah, we used to have a guy, but...
He quit.
Screw him.
So, wants to come back on. No chance.
Yeah, we don't...
Sens fan, like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want
to. They took down the host of jersey today for the Cavs. Yeah, it's Thomas.
It's over there on the chair, on the broken chair that Grayson Toon was broke, all right?
If you're listening to this, Grayson, fix the chair, okay?
Fix the chair, all right?
You're welding it back together.
Weld it back together. You know any welders? I don't know. Figure it out. Just do it. Okay. So we're going to talk about the Sens offseason because obviously they made a few moves. My personal opinion, I think everybody's kind of overhyping them. I don't think they're very good. But, you know, people have their own opinions. The Sens fans think they're just that team now. They think they're going to make the playoffs. I beg to differ.
But that top six does look good, though.
Oh, no, they have a really good top six. Really good top six forwards. Their bottom six is horrific. Their defense is horrific.
Their goaltending is pretty bad. Well, I mean...
Their goaltending is not good either. Yeah.
Is Sanderson cracking the lineup this year?
Who knows, but he's 20 years old. He's probably not going to be very good in his first year in the NHL, but we'll find out. He actually just played his first preseason game.
I didn't watch that.
Okay, I didn't either, but... So he just played his first preseason game against the Leafs, and the Senators opened up preseason. They had a doubleheader on Saturday. I think the Leafs took one, and I think the Ottawa took one. Both teams didn't really play many of their players, or they did, but they swapped them. Same old. Stutzla looked pretty good, apparently, is what I heard, what I saw on Twitter. He looked pretty good. Leaf stars looked the same, looked pretty good. And the Leafs' new goaltender, Ilya Samsonov, apparently looked good. He had 2 shutout periods, so that's good to hear. And, yeah, so back on the Sens offseason, so obviously they got Claude Giroux from Florida. They signed him to, I think it was a 6x6 deal, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, Claude Giroux's like 34.
Good signing, though.
I think it was a good signing, I think Ottawa fans kind of think he's still 25-year-old Claude Giroux as opposed to 34-year-old Claude
That is very true. I think a little O2 overhyped.
Yes.
Good job giving him the A, though, because he brings some leadership to a young dressing room.
I agree.
Like, they needed a veteran.
I agree, because they really, their whole team's kind of just young. Most of them are, I think.
Like, bring Jumbo in. Like, what's Joe Thornton doing?
That's a terrible idea. I don't know, man.
I saw him in, like, a Pilates class.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
back end too. He's looking good.
He was on the ice with the Sharks like a week ago.
I can assure you, he doesn't look good. Okay, he was on the Leafs literally a year ago.
His beard's looking good, though. I'll tell you that much.
His beard's always looking good. The man's got some great facial hair.
Silver fox, you could say. You could say.
Greg's face. He just paused and just stared at you. He's like,
I don't know the stuff that comes out of the guy's mouth. I've known him for a day, and I'm just perplexed at the stuff.
You guys had a good FaceTime talk last week.
I know. I'm just saying in person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Kind of a weird kid, to be honest. But
wow.
We digress. Well, we move on.
Wow.
So basically, I think they had a good offseason. Obviously, their fans think they did as well. They kind of think that, from what I'm seeing, all the Ottawa fans think they're just better than all the other teams in the Atlantic now, and they think they're the best. And I'm like, okay, you guys haven't really done anything since what? When was the last time they did stuff? 2012?
When Erik Karlsson was still there.
Yeah, so centuries ago.
Yeah.
But
like a decade.
Basically.
So, basically, they think they're very good. I think they're decent. I think they're going to have a decent team.
Playoffs or not, though?
No.
So, you don't think, like, who do you think is getting over them? Obviously, Tampa, Florida.
Are they going to be better than Toronto, Florida, Tampa, or Boston? I don't think so, no.
Boston, maybe. Boston's old.
So. Boston's always good.
Boston's never not been good.
They're true, just, I guess, eh?
Like even if you don't think they're going to be that good, like, even last year, I didn't think they were that good. And then they still ended up going to the playoffs.
Leafs could choke, though.
In the season? No, we're literally the regular season goats. We don't lose in the regular season.
Yeah, but it's the Leafs.
When it gets to the playoffs, then we're done for. But, like, the regular season, we don't lose. I'm not going to lie. The Leafs are probably going to win the Atlantic Division.
So you don't think Ottawa could sneak a wild card spot?
They could. I don't think they will because their defense is really going to hold them back, I think. They don't have any defensemen. They have Thomas Chabot, and that's pretty much it.
And Vibes. I can't even name you another. Like Brandstrom? No.
Yeah, but Brandstrom's on the team. He's not. I mean,
he's.
They all suck. I'm sorry. Like they all like
backlines. Backlines.
I mean,
rough.
All the Ottawa fans think this. What's his name? Artem Zub. They think he's
who?
That's what I'm saying. And from every Ottawa fan I've heard, they're like, "Oh yeah, Artem Zub. This guy's so good." I'm like, dude, this guy sounds like he was sitting on the couch like a day ago, and now he's just playing on the ice. I don't want, like, well, like, what are we talking about here? He doesn't sound like an NHL player. Doesn't look like one. I went to an Ottawa game when the Leafs faced them last season. And every time that guy touched the puck, they just all yelled Zub, and I'm like,
yeah, okay.
I'm like,
all like 10 fans in the arena.
Who is this guy? I'm like, dude, all seven fans standing up and being like Zub. I'm like, dude, it sounds like we're at a. I was gonna say something mean, but we're gonna move on. I was gonna mention somebody who's on CKDJ whose concert we went to. Sounds like we're at one of those concerts where we had no fans, but. Moving on.
The Shade?
No, we won't talk about it.
This is the longest running show. We don't want to get it canceled.
Yeah, we don't want to get it canceled.
Hey, quickly move
like
on.
20, so we're going for 35.
Yeah, I know. Well, what episode are we on now?
I think this is 24 or 5.
Yeah, we've been,
something like that.
Yeah, we've been going.
If you're still listening, why? Is my question. Like, I couldn't listen to these two.
Still listening? We don't
Dude,
have
you're only
listeners.
On here to get us more listeners.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you know
yeah,
me,
we need some plugs.
Props. This is going to be most watched episode.
You can't watch it. It's on the radio.
Most listen to episodes.
No, they can. Yeah, true. He keeps telling me, he's like, you should actually get cameras. And I'm like, dude, the problem is we need three separate cameras at each of our
yeah,
faces.
Yeah, to look at all of us.
And
yeah.
You have to edit it all. So whenever Greg starts talking, I have to like cut it,
yeah,
put it to Greg's face,
like,
and then the next
terrible
guy.
Idea. It'd be nice, but like, we're not doing that. No chance. But yeah, so.
Sharks New Jerseys, though, are nice.
Oh, yeah. I agree. They're very
are
nice.
Are nice.
Quite crispy, I would say. I think they're solid. But, I mean, who really cares? It's Sharks. But, like, they have nice jerseys, yeah.
They've always had nice jerseys.
Who do we think has the nicest jerseys in the NHL? What team?
Oh, like reverse retros or, like...
Any jersey. What's your favorite jersey in the NHL?
Well, if Buffalo brings back the goat head...
I think
that has potential.
I don't understand. I think that was their worst jersey.
But I'm a sucker for Calgary's horse head one.
Is that the one with the...
It's just the logo
is black?
Is
it
so
black?
Yes, and it has
the
horse
has, like,
breathing
stuff on the shoulders and
yes.
Stuff. Yeah, no, I agree. That's a nice jersey.
Or the Nordiques reverse retro for the.
Those are nice. Yeah.
Just bring them back, like Arizona, like Metcalf, Larry Robinson Arena, and Metcalf will sell more tickets than Arizona Coyotes game this year, and that's
probably,
a fact.
I mean, they play out of school campus,
and
so.
That is a fact. Okay. I've seen better crowds at Nepean Raiders games with like five people in the stands.
And those are tragic.
And they're more passionate. At least there's a guy with a horn in the stands. Okay?
No, it's the cowbell or whatever they use.
Bring the freaking Coyotes to Quebec or something.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be good. Quebec City.
I mean, Quebec is always like, I'm surprised they even sold their team. Cause
like give us the Expos back and give us the Nordiques,
please.
That'd be
nice. Yeah, another Canadian team in the MLB.
Please. And maybe the Grizzlies too. I think I'll throw that one in.
The Vancouver Grizzlies?
Vancouver, I think, is the next city in Canada to get a team.
An NBA
well,
team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, not Montreal.
No, they could Montreal.
You think?
Yeah.
I think Vancouver or Montreal.
You think they're going to get another Canadian team in the
No.
The Silver wants one. He either wants... So I think their next expansion, he's going for Mexico City. That's where he really wants a
Wait,
team.
Wait,
Yeah, Mexico City.
Wow.
Yeah, I swear, I've heard him say that.
What's the buzz around Mexico City?
It's just a big... Because they do preseason games there, and they sell
yeah,
them out every
that.
Year.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, if we can get a team there, and then Vegas. I think Seattle deserves a team. I think Kansas deserves a team.
What about like Pittsburgh?
No. Like Kansas, Kansas is like a basketball state.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah,
they
I
deserve
guess.
One.
I guess.
But I won't go there.
There's
so maybe
tons
Vegas,
of teams
maybe
that don't
Seattle.
Have a team in NBA. Yeah. Like, what? Like, do you think NFL will ever have a Canadian team?
No.
Never. You think they're coming to Toronto ever?
I mean, they come to Toronto for like they used to come for Bills preseason games to Toronto.
Yeah.
They used to play them here.
But you don't think
I don't
ever
think so.
Ever?
I don't think so.
I don't see why they would.
I don't see. I don't think there's a. You know what it is. I don't think there's much of a buzz in Canada for football. That's
well,
a thing.
See, well, Saskatchewan, eh?
Well, we have like two well, guys. We have like five Canadians in the NFL. Two of them are from Ottawa. Shout out.
Yeah, I think what Neville Gallimore is he in the NFL?
Dude, he's on my boys.
Yeah, and then
Jesse Lacuda.
Flex.
He's on the Cards.
Poor guy.
Oh no, there's three actually because there's one on the Bills. Eli Onku. He's from Ottawa as well.
So we have the talent. Let's get us a team.
Six players is talent?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean,
think
it's,
about it, though. There's like
it's better than every
people.
Other country in the world. Like,
yeah, it's mostly
Americans. It's all Americans.
Yeah, it's. I mean, then again, like people in the
and we have Josh.
People in Canada love the CFL. So some certain
yeah.
Players. Like I know Hamilton. They're bringing.
That's what I'm saying. That's basically
Toronto. Ottawa somehow.
Yeah, Ottawa.
They're terrible. I was looking at the stats today. Dude, they're like 3-13.
I mean, I don't watch CFL, as you know, but like I looked at the standings and I was like, dude.
But somehow they can still make the playoffs. It's crazy. That division is terrible.
The division is horrible.
Yeah,
I looked at it. I'm like, dude,
because the Argos are like, oh,
they're 8-5. They're number one in the division.
Yeah, they're horrible too.
The other side.
I went to an Argos game when I went back home. I was like, and it was horrible.
Do they even get fans? Do Argos even get fans?
No.
Only if they're good or just not at all.
Literally,
I think the fans are allowed back in the arena after what happened like last year. I think it was.
Which what?
Bunch of fans just started fighting Argos players and stuff.
It was Hamilton.
I don't even know.
Yes, it was Hamilton.
When I went to the game, I think the BMO field is like 35K capacity, and there had to have been maybe like 10K max.
But Hamilton, very passionate. So I feel like if NFL team to Canada, people from Hamilton would make that trip.
If NFL team came to Canada?
Yeah, because assuming it would go to Toronto.
Yeah.
I feel like it would sell.
I think for sure people in Hamilton, but then again, people in Hamilton are like diehards for their CFL team. Like they just love the
what
are they? Got nothing cats. Else out there, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Steel. There's nothing there, so like that's why they have no sports teams. They don't have anything.
Well, that's steel. About it.
Yeah, like they what do they do? What do they even do?
It's probably like one of the most polluted.
If you're listening from Hamilton, let us know.
You just see smoke in the air.
The grass is literally blue. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
Disgusting.
Poor Hamilton listeners.
What else? What other CFL teams is there?
Oh, I don't know how we got into CFL boys.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the NHL.
Yeah.
It's Canadian.
We just steered off.
Yeah, steered it. I'm not going to lie. That's some stuff Tyler would do. Let's just move on. Back to the NHL. What are we talking about in the NHL?
Only thing happened.
Well, preseason just started, so.
Yeah, but the only thing big in the last months was that.
Me and you both know no one cares about preseason. Me and you specifically do not care about preseason.
I don't think there's any big trades recently other than to Chuck Huberto, which is.
Oh, there's a few injuries. I had to talk about that. I forgot about that. There's injuries I had to talk about.
We talked about to Chuck.
Yeah, we talked about that. What else is there here? Oh, okay. So, there's a few injuries for teams to start camp in preseason. Brock Besser is going to be out for the start of the season with an injured hand for the Canucks.
Trash anyways.
Yeah, he's not very good, but it's okay. John Tavares is going to be out 3 weeks due to an oblique strain. That one hurts, not going to lie. But hopefully he's okay. My boy, my captain.
Oblique oblique strain, a.k.a. a cramp?
Yeah, but he's going to be out 3 weeks, so that's not ideal. That's it. Ilya Mikheyev also injured his hand on the Canucks, too. So the Canucks have two injuries now.
And they're tragic anyway, so it doesn't
really
matter.
They're not going to be very good anyway. I mean, they might be decent. They have, like, decent players, but I don't think they're going to be very good anyway.
Well, the Kings are still better, so it doesn't matter.
Kings?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, how do you feel with the Kings this year?
Did we talk about it? I feel like this is always our filler.
Well, I can give you a filler right now. Dujar Kara. Breakout season, minimum 20 goals.
We didn't even mention he's a Hawks fan. We said we didn't say that.
Minimum 20 goals. Athanasiou, I'll give him 12 goals this year. Taylor Radish?
Who's going to be the best player on the Canucks this year?
God knows. Riley Stillman on the point. I think he's a defender. He's got a Norris Trophy.
You think?
I don't even know. We are that washed. I don't even know, but Norris candidate
who's
right there.
Who's your goalie this year?
Mrazek.
Oh, he's tragic.
They might get 20 wins.
Former 67, bro.
Yeah, former Leaf. He was awful last year on the Leafs.
No, he'll pull it back.
No, he won't.
Vezina.
No, no chance.
William M. Jennings Trophy winner.
You guys are taking for Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Yeah. Well, like I said.
I think you guys are going to trade Kane, too.
Yeah, and it's going to be the worst trade of all time, the way it's going. Like, Fleece for DeBrincat. We got Fleece for Dak. We're going to trade Kane to Sabres for Skinner and Okpozo. I swear to God.
Yeah, it's going
to
be bad.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be maybe future considerations, even.
I mean, then again, who cares if you get Connor Bedard at the end of the day?
Well, I mean, I would like something back for Kane. It's Patrick Kane.
I mean, you're going to get a first-round pick for sure.
I hope more than that. Prospect.
You're going to get a big package for it.
What, Taves, is he even worth anything anymore?
I don't think Taves is worth anything. He's like, what, 34?
Leadership. Send him to the Sens.
I don't think that does much.
What are you guys going to get back from the Sens? They don't really have anything else to give him.
Picks. Come on.
You guys want DeBrincat back? You guys can get DeBrincat back.
You back? He's bad at the first 10 games. You want him back? No. Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this segment. A lot of filler in between because there's still nothing going on. The season starts
slow time, boys. It's slow time for the sports.
The season starts in like 2 weeks, I think. I want to say.
I'm going to be back for the NBA. I'm going to be bashing my head in the wall soon.
Yeah, I'm not going to
lie. I keep watching the Cowboys like win by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, they barely did it, but it's okay. You know, Daniel Jones, he's terrible. So the Giants, you know, somehow they were 2-0.
Cooper Rush told the best.
No.
But, no.
Not at all.
That's been the NHL segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some boxing with Floyd Mayweather and Deji.
Where it's this slow of a news day. We're talking about Deji.
That's what combat sports has come to.
Jake Paul and Anderson Silva. Yeah, so it's kind of embarrassing.
And but Eddie Hearn and Eddie Hearn beef. He has a lawsuit against
Eddie,
him.
Eddie Hearn sued Jake Paul. But we'll get into that after
the Okay, Riley Stillman is a defenseman. Right, Norris Trophy.
Okay, we're going to break.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box. CKDJ's longest running show. I'm going to say it every single time.
Gets me fired up.
Yeah, we're going to confirm if it's the longest in history.
We actually need to do some research on that because I'm not going to.
No, I'm going to ask Dan. Like, what was the longest time a show was ran for a year? Because like last year when they did The Press Box, they started in like third semester.
And they didn't have
six episodes.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot.
We were literally like second
we're,
month.
We're probably going to hit 30 by the time we're done.
We're going to be over 30. I think we're
like the
like
age 30 or like 30 episodes?
No, 30 episodes. You think I'm doing this till I'm 30?
Well, Josh is getting close, so you know who knows, eh?
Okay, man, I got 6 more years. Give me a break.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay, Josh.
The knees give out a little bit more. Maybe he'll come crawling back.
Dude, if a kid slashed me today in ball hockey on the ankle, his gloves are dropping instantly. Sticks going on the ground. I'm like, that's my bad ankle. Hot all over to him.
You don't have gloves to drop, bro.
I'll drop my stick. I'll take my shoes off.
Don't pull your back or something on the way to get him, eh? Picking up your stick or something.
All right, well,
speaking of trash, Deji versus Floyd Mayweather.
Nice, box. Smooth transition. That's happening. Don't really know why. Deji got his first win and then decided he's just going to fight the best fighter of all time, which is, bold. Say the least.
Dude, Logan didn't even win a fight, and he got the best
fighter
of all
time. Yeah,
Logan
hasn't even won a fight yet, and he still fought Floyd Mayweather, because Floyd's
he's just picking the bottom
of
the barrel.
He beat The Miz, to be fair.
At WrestleMania?
Yeah,
he beat The Miz at WrestleMania? Or at SummerSlam?
Yeah, he beat him.
Yeah, so he technically has won a fight.
He's fighting Roman Reigns.
Yeah, this guy's fighting Roman Reigns, which, not gonna lie,
Saudi.
That's kind of weird, but...
In Saudi?
Saudi Arabia.
Is...
They're like paying for Logan Paul. Like, Saudi paid the WWE for Logan Paul, Roman Reigns.
Oh, you think they're gonna, like, pull fans? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, dude, they're selling out.
Yeah.
You think?
They've done events in Saudi Arabia before.
Yeah.
Oh.
They do one event a year.
Yeah. They also do it for boxing. Like, boxing's had a few.
I don't watch WWE. But.
I mean, we don't either, but we're just.
No, I just know.
We know basics.
Anyways, back to the boxing. So boxing.
Is Deji winning this? Or, like, no, what? Like, any chance? No. Are any of us going to watch this?
Yes.
I'm going to watch it just for the entertainment.
I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to watch it, though.
We don't. We Josh, we went over
Can
this.
You
we
legally say that?
Yeah, like. Honestly, like, the people that would catch us don't pay attention to the show, so it doesn't matter. We can say it all we want.
Yeah, are people that are looking for people that are illegal streamer, are they going to listen to this show specifically?
And even then, it's not illegal for us to watch it. It's illegal for the person that is streaming it to the site, so it doesn't really
matter. Yeah, it's really not our issue. It's whoever has the stream up. That's his problem.
That's his problem.
So you're going to watch it.
CSIS.
I don't care
about me.
Yeah, we'll just find a new one. Like, it doesn't matter.
You can shut down Streamies. I have, like, 10 others on my list. So.
Yeah.
So what's a, like, what... Like, if is landing a punch, like, is that considered a W for Deji?
I think that would be a big W if he landed
because
a punch on him. I mean, he probably
I think
will.
Deji's going to sleep.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because he doesn't have all the advantages that Logan has. Logan was taller, longer reach, bigger.
Exactly. Like, there was no chance Floyd was knocking Logan out because literally he's got like 50
can't
pounds
reach that high.
So.
Well, hit him clean on the jaw a few times.
You know, he hit him clean a few times. Yeah. But
he did put him out. Like, he was out on his feet.
Yeah, held him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out on his feet.
Yeah, I did see that clip, and then I watched Logan's reaction to it. He was saying that he wasn't. It just looked like the angle, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. You look like you were kind of wobbly there when
you
leaned.
You fell
on
onto him.
It looked like it, yeah. But
you cried on his shoulder for a good second there.
Not gonna lie, I feel like Floyd. I feel like he's a little upset that he couldn't get Logan out because I think he actually wanted to knock Logan out, but he couldn't because he was just too small.
Well, also,
I think now he's gonna try to knock out Deji. Just
to be fair though, Floyd hasn't knocked anyone out in like 13 years.
Yeah, like he doesn't knock people out. He's a points fighter. Yeah. He's not like a big power punch guy.
But my take on this is Floyd is ducking KSI, the real goat of boxing.
Yes.
He took KSI's little brother.
Muhammad Ali, who? KSI. Yeah. Hey?
He took KSI's little brother.
Yeah. No, this guy knocked...
He went for the bigger money fight and been like, yo, KSI, come fight
KSI, me. The guy who knocked out Swarms. Name me someone else who's knocked out Swarms. You can't. Muhammad Ali, never. Okay, Pineda. Gets in the stomach, claims it's the back of his head. That's how hard he hits. Mayweather ducking. He's running.
I think
it was his second last fight. He took a knee in the ring or something, eh?
Yeah, he literally took a knee in the ring. He was like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He quit.
This can go one of two ways. Really embarrassing?
What's going to happen is he's going to take a knee again in the ring. He's going to be in there for about three rounds and be like, I don't want to do this anymore, I think.
Yeah, like I think he's literally just gonna get tired just from missing. Yeah. He's gonna
and being punched in the stomach a lot.
Yeah, that's gonna because obviously Floyd likes to work the body, so that's gonna be bad for him.
Well, Deji looked good his last fight, but he was fighting.
He was fighting Lucy too.
Yeah,
like,
he's not fighting Floyd Mayweather.
It's not like he's going levels up. Like it's not like he's going like, oh yeah, fight Fousey, fight I don't know Gibb, I don't know, and then fight some other YouTuber. No, he's going from Fousey to Floyd Mayweather. You know,
like, that's this guy job. Lost to Alex Wasabi.
He also lost to Vinny Hacker, a kid who dances on TikTok. So yeah. He's 18. You know, I'm
might as
sure.
Well fight Jackson Mahomes at that point. I would still back Jackson over Deji. Like
he's got the reach for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, like he's a tall man. He's a very big guy.
But how have we allowed this to happen?
Dude, I don't know like, how boxing is giving combat up sanctions to these people.
Yeah, bro. Boxing's kind of going down the drain right now. It's really, it's kind of getting embarrassing.
And even now, we have coming up, Anderson Silva, Jake Paul.
Yeah, speaking of that.
I want to see Anderson Silva just say, screw it, take the DQ.
Just front kick him, man.
Front
like,
kick
dude,
him to the
just,
face,
just
put him out cold.
That would be funny. Who cares?
I don't care but if you honestly, get DQ'd. It would be the biggest when that was considered a loss
everybody,
in sports
everybody
history.
Will love it, dude. Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, damn.
That's a win for everyone.
That's true.
It's a win for everyone.
Dude, even if he just gets in there and just, like, takes him down and just rear naked chokes him, like, I'm down.
It's a win for Jake. Yo, it's literally a win for Jake because even if he, like, gets front kick the face knocked out, he still wins, so it doesn't matter.
That's true, yeah.
He can go on a rant being like, oh, see, he was too scared to fight me. He had to front kick me in the face. It's a win for the rest of the world because he literally got front kicked to the face by the best, like, MMA artist of all time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You think just, so? You think Anderson's winning that? If boxing.
I honestly
that's
think
the
he
thing.
Could, dude. So, he beat two former world champions.
Here's my take on that. Basically, if Anderson doesn't get knocked out, he's gonna win because Jake Paul's not gonna outbox Anderson Silva.
You think Anderson Silva's gonna get knocked out by Jake Paul?
He could, dude.
I mean,
his chin's definitely in question.
I mean, Anderson likes to rely on head movement. So yeah. If he messes up one time and he keeps his chin in the air, he fights with his hands down. So that's okay. If I'm an Anderson Silva fan. That's kind of scary because, as we've seen Jake Paul, like, we can say what you want about the guy, but, like, he's got a big right hand. Like, he's got power. Like, it's not like he doesn't have power. Like, he does have it. Yeah. He knocked Tyron Woodley out flat cold. Like, he flatlined him. It was bad. He knocked Ben Askren out.
That would be so sad. Like, Ben Askren was whatever.
Then
again, though, like,
I look better than him.
It's not easy to knock guys out. Like, he knocked out a five-time world champion, like, in Tyron Woodley. So, like, he did that. And, like, he's got power, man. Like, what can you say? Anderson Silva. He's going to outbox him for sure because, like, Jake's not, like, a really good boxer. He's kind of just is a power puncher, which is what he's relied on. I don't think it's going to take him very far because now he's fighting higher-skilled guys, which, you know, say what you want. Anderson Silva's old, but he's still very good. He's still a good striker, and he's actually 2-0 as a pro boxer right now.
Yep.
So, Silva? Yeah, Anderson Silva, he's 2-0 as a pro boxer right now.
Against two former heavyweight champions.
Yeah.
So this is technically Jake Paul's first boxer.
I still wouldn't call Anderson Silva like a boxer,
but
like but yeah,
he's two fights.
He's probably the best striker he's fighting.
This is this is the most challenging fight he's ever taken, basically. So, I think this is it. Anderson is going to win by decision if he doesn't get knocked out. But if Jake Paul doesn't land one big right hand, it might be night. So like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't think anybody hopes it happens.
Do we know when the date of it is? Like, do you know when it is?
It's October. It's this next month or this month almost because October something.
Yeah, but is it the same weekend as the Islam card?
Unfortunately, I think so. I don't think it's on the same day, though.
No,
it
can't be
because boxing happens on Sundays.
Okay, because I'm going to say, even if it is, the Islam card's at 2, so we're good.
Oh, yeah, it's early. I forgot.
It's 2 p.m.
Where is it again?
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Khabib's in the corner. I think he's winning that.
No, dude, Charles wins. Anyways, and then Eddie Hearn has filed a lawsuit. I think it was $100 million at Jake Paul for defamation because Jake Paul was saying that Eddie Hearn
was fixing fights or whatever.
Fixing
like that.
Fights.
Yeah.
That is funny. How do you get that? How are you that fragile?
I like Eddie Hearn, though. Eddie Hearn's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy. I think, seriously.
I mean, obviously, the integrity of boxing has kind of been in question for quite some time now.
The big time, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it was really defamation. People have been saying this for quite a few years
I don't think so either. I think Eddie Hearn's just kind of being a little soft with this one, to be honest.
I think
it's
going
to
be in court, though.
I think so, too.
That's
and I think also Eddie just hates Jake Paul. Like, he does. Like, he just doesn't like him.
Eddie Hearn versus Jake Paul, who you got?
Jake
Paul. I mean, that's not even a question. No offense, Eddie. Like, I don't think he can bang. I'm sorry. Like, it just doesn't look like he can.
You don't think Eddie's a big guy, though?
Yeah, he's a big guy, but like that doesn't really help him if he's not good at boxing.
True. He'll probably get punches, Botox will fly out there.
Yeah, that's a fact, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's interesting. The boxing community is a mess.
I know.
Anthony Joshua signed the contract, man.
Monday.
You have till Monday.
Hey?
Yes, till Monday.
He already basically, Tyson Fury pretty much revoked it. He's just like, yeah, he's not signing. I'm just not going to
fight. Why, though?
But he said, because it's a terrible matchup for Joshua.
Yeah, but
Joshua can't even beat Tyson. He barely beat freaking Ruiz. So it's like,
Hey, don't disrespect Andy Ruiz.
No, I love Andy Ruiz, but I'm just saying. Like,
is he fighting Wilder?
I think I saw something.
Are, yeah.
Yeah, if so, that would be crazy. If Wilder beats, I forget who he's versing, but if Wilder beats whoever he's versing next, then they're going to do like a little like number one contender type thing with Ruiz and Wilder, which is going to be so a funny. Mess. That's going to be.
I love Andy Ruiz.
I love him too. He's got fast hands. You know, he's a big dude, so like it looks funny when he's like.
When he knocked down Joshua, that was like.
Now, I remember watching that fight.
Apparently, Joshua got knocked out in that training camp.
In training camp?
Yeah, for that Ruiz, the first one, when Ruiz won by knockout, apparently Joshua got knocked out in training camp.
So?
Like 2 weeks out from the fight. So I don't know why he was sparring, but he was sparring and he got slept.
What?
And then went to the fight.
He was sparring 2 weeks out.
He was.
Like hard sparring, because if you're getting knocked out, you're hard sparring. It's
No, because you can just get caught by a punch that you don't see and you can put you out. Doesn't have to be a hard one.
Well, even then, like when you're sparring, it's not like you're trying to knock the other person out. Like it's just tippy, like ticky tack stuff.
It could have been though. The guy he's fighting could have been like.
Honestly, last fight, I wish Usyk would have just knocked him out, so I didn't have to hear him grab the mic.
The thing is, Usyk. I don't think Usyk could have knocked him out just because he's literally like 20 pounds less. Like
I wouldn't mind seeing Usyk. Like I want to see Fury fight one more time, but like I know he's like.
I want to see Fury fight Usyk, bro. That's gonna be his toughest challenge. Usyk's really good. People don't really know who he is, but like.
Yeah, but I think
that's what makes him so dope is that no one knows anything.
And he's just like a psychopath. Like,
dude, isn't
he? Pulls up with one strand of hair in the middle of his head,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he was fighting on the.
He was fighting in the war, literally.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
And then he went to box.
Yeah, savage. Just training, like. Dustin, Russian guys in the battlefield.
Yeah, literally, eh?
They have their bayonets out, and he's just running through them.
But he didn't even need a gun.
He's just walking them down.
But so if Tyson Fury does return, which I don't know if he will, I don't really want to see the Joshua fight just because I think we all know how it's going to go. Joshua really hasn't looked the same since I know he won the Klitschko fight, but ever since the Klitschko fight, he kind of hasn't looked the same because he got hit a lot in that fight. And I think now he just kind of looks very conservative. He looks like afraid to get hit.
He does look afraid.
Yeah, like if you look at young Anthony Joshua, that guy was just banging. Like he wouldn't care. Like he would just throw whatever. Like he wasn't really concerned about defense. He would just keep throwing. And he would put guys out because he had power. But now he doesn't even do that. He's very defensive. He doesn't really want to throw stuff. He looks a little scared, a little tentative. And I think that's kind of how the downfall went with him. If he just kept fighting like how he used to, he'd be fine. He'd be like, he'd probably be world champion again. But I don't think he's going to beat Usyk. I don't think he's going to – he already lost Usyk twice. I don't think he's going to beat Tyson Fury. Him versus Wilder would be interesting, though. I want to see that.
Well, I think Wilder sleeps him.
Yeah, 100%.
I think so, too.
Wilder beats his
ass. I'm not a Wilder guy because I don't think he's a good boxer. He's literally just a power puncher. But
dude, he has a touch of death.
Exactly that. Like,
if you have a touch of death in combat sports.
Exactly. Like, if he touches him on the chin, like, he's done for.
That's why I'm scared for Andy. Like, I do not see Andy Ruiz winning that fight at all.
Yeah, no chance. He's just too small. Like obviously, fast hands take you far, which is
why Ryan Garcia is relevant.
Exactly. Like, Ryan Garcia is not like a great boxer. He's just has fast hands.
He needs to fight Tank.
He needs to.
That would be
a terrible fight for him.
He's ducking him, though. He's never going to fight
him. That would be so dope.
He should fight him eventually. He's also 22.
Yeah, like
he's a young guy. Yeah, let him earn his stripes a bit more.
I agree. I'm just not a fan of him. Just because.
Well, his last fight against that English dude was good. The English guy. Fought some English guy. Don't remember his name.
Talking about Luke Campbell?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a good fight.
That was a good fight.
Because Luke Campbell knocked him down.
Yeah, that was a good challenge.
And then he got back up.
Then he ripped that nasty liver shot.
Yeah, that's what. See,
yes, I remember seeing that.
He's a good boxer. Yeah. He's not like, I just don't think he's like very technically sound. Like, he's very flat footed. His movement isn't great. He just has fast hands, which obviously that takes you far. That's how Andy Ruiz won a world championship against Anthony Joshua.
Think about how big that fight would be, though.
Oh yeah, it'd be massive.
Tank versus Garcia. That'd be huge.
Tank sleeps him easily, to be honest.
Oh my god, I would pay so much money for
that. I think he should versus Devin Haney. Devin Haney would kill him too. Like, if Ryan Garcia takes like a level up and starts fighting good guys, he's gonna start to show how that he's not very good. But, you know, he's riding a wave right now. I got to respect it. I'd keep fighting kids if I was him. So,
yeah, keep earning your stripes, man.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Press Box. Thank you for joining us.
Absolute pleasure to be on, boys. I have to say one more
thing. Thank you for coming, Connor. If you want to come back next week, you're more than welcome. I think your tryout went pretty well. I think you may have made the squad.
Morgan, 2-for-1 passes.
I did it.
I think he's earned it after the show he's had today. So
not for sure.
Next week I'll be back with more controversial takes.
Okay, you can bring the passes too if you want, just to have proof.
Yeah. Yes. Next week, if I'm not back with 2-for-1 passes, we start a hate mob, okay?
Okay, we're not doing that. Okay, we're not saying that. But that's been this episode. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.